Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you, celebrating our 13th anniversary. The first time that Grace Marie Turner graced us with her presence. She's the president of the Galen Institute. She joined me way back in 1998 as a founding original member of our Brain Trust, and she's been joining me ever since to talk to us about healthcare. She's had better ideas for healthcare reform since day one, and if we had listened, if the government had listened to Grace Marie all these years, we wouldn't be we wouldn't have the problems we have right now in healthcare, and we would not need the Obamacare law. And her new book is called Why Obamacare is Wrong for America. Grace Marie Turner, if I had been writing this book, I would have said why Obamacare is wrong for small business and therefore wrong for the world.
Boy, that's because really
I think what's good for small business is good for the world, and what's bad for small business is bad for the world. I think it's that simple.
I think that's exactly right, and this is really terrible for small businesses. And I have had talked to so many people. The mandate on business triggers at 50. So if you have 50 employees, you are under federal requirements to follow all sorts of rules and the health insurance you have to provide and what that health insurance has to be, how much of it you have to pay. I mean, it is just, you know, companies are going to be under the thumb. So the first thing is that it's going to discourage small businesses from growing.
I already know people who are capping their employees at 49.
I know. It's just horrible. And it's also particularly disadvantageous for small businesses that may have a few more than 50 employees, and particularly those that have, you know, low-wage employees, because they are going to be hit with huge fines and penalties if even one of their employees goes into the new exchanges to get subsidized coverage.
Explain the exchange.
The exchange is really, it's a mechanism that the federal government is requiring the states to set up to be a vehicle for the subsidies. And businesses are going to have to know a lot more than they know now or probably want to know about their employees. They're going to need to know, for example, what the household income of their employees is, not just what they're paying their employee, because they could be subject to a $3,000 yearly fine if that employee goes into the exchange. So they may do absolutely not. They may offer health insurance. They may pay the same amount, for that insurance.
If you're a small business owner listening to Grace Marie right now, you're thinking nightmare, like I am.
Yeah, nightmare. Small business owner may do nothing, offer the same coverage, think he's following all the rules. The employee's spouse loses their job. They fall into a lower income category. They go into subsidized coverage. And then the owner gets hit with this $3,000 bill saying, where'd that come from?
And they didn't do anything wrong.
They didn't know their employee's household income. Can think of the invasion.
And they're putting the burden on the owner of the business?
Or they will be fined. And they'll be fined $2,000 for every employee for whom they do not provide health insurance. Anybody over 50 employees. This can't work. And then, of course, we're not even talking about this ridiculous 1099 burden.
Which, by the way, has passed the House and may, we don't know where it's going to go in the Senate. The president
Has passed the Senate, but in a different form. Oh. So we have both houses saying, oh, we passed something, but nothing that can be signed by the president because nobody knows how they want to, quote, pay for it.
Right.
Because it collected another $20 billion.
It allegedly collected. There's no way to confirm know if this is actually going to work.
That's right.
If there actually is that kind of exposure. I mean, they believe that exposure is there, but it doesn't really exist right now.
And even the IRS has said that it's going to cost small businesses a lot more to comply with this.
Right.
paperwork ridiculous burden than it is for employers to actually, for them to catch actually.
The very idea, Grace Marie, that they needed to use the 1099 provision to help pay for it tells you what a flawed system it is. Also, tell the audience how many companies have received exemptions.
We are up to the magic number of 1040. 1,040.
Tell them what an exemption means.
Secretary of Health and Human Services given waivers to states, labor unions, companies.
Larger companies, typically.
Usually large restaurants that have a lot of low-wage employees.
McDonald's was the first.
Insurance, it's called mini-med policies. You know, they're policies that may not be comprehensive insurance, but protect people at a lower level. Well, HHS says that's not okay. Those are now illegal policies, and you must increase the price. Well, for some of them, that would mean basically doubling what they're paying for that employee.
But I hear about exemptions, 1,040 exemptions, and as a small business owner, it sounds discriminatory to me.
Absolutely.
It sounds like they're discriminating against me because I'm probably not going to get an exemption.
Because you don't have the lawyers and the contacts and
exactly.
The connections.
Exactly. Bingo.
It's the same thing that made people mad about this. One of the things that made them mad in the first place, all these special deals. Remember the Cornhusker kickback and the Louisiana
Has
purchase?
Anybody come up with a number that they think the average small business owner will have to pay more, how much it will cost his or her bottom line because of this?
We can't know that because the Secretary of Health and Human Services, who has 2,000 more powers as a result of this bill, is going to decide what they has to be in the insurance.
So the promulgation, is the devil's in the promulgation, isn't it?
Well, it's in what the secretary says the insurance has to cover.
Yeah.
So we don't know what
that's
going
to mean. Hold on to that thought, Grace Marie. When we come back, folks, we're going to talk about what you and I can do to kill this thing, to rip it out by the roots. Tintel, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.